My name is Joyce Cotterill. I was born Joyce Reeve. I lived at 9 Wants Chase, Morden, but I was actually born at St George's, a bungalow with Nurse Wells in Spittle Road. And my early childhood days were spent at 9 Wants Chase, where I went to school at Morden Preparatory School, which was in King George's Buildings. I also went ballet dancing there.
Joyce, tell us about your grandfather.
My grandfather came from Sudbury. I'm never quite sure. He didn't have any family, he said, but we never heard any. I was never told anything about family. But he did have money as he got here to buy 93 Wants Road. So quite where all this happens, I don't know. So I can't really comment on that. But he started R.C. Reeve, which was a plumbing business at 93 Wants Road, had a showroom in the front room.
Showroom in the front room?
Yes.
In his own home?
Yeah, in his own home. And he had loos and wash basins and sinks and all things in this.
And do you remember that as a child?
Oh, I do remember that because they lived in the room behind. And when my grandmother was there, you'd suddenly hear somebody in the showroom and she'd have to go through to speak to them.
Yeah.
They also had behind there a very big workshop. I don't know what's there now, houses, I suppose. But I can remember going out there and looking out there.
Mm.
So he started the business and he had about between 15 and 20 employees, plumbers, working for him.
Did he?
But that's how people worked in those days. If you were a plumber, you worked for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They cycled to work, and they had several big wheelbarrow, which they used to then put their gear on and go out for jobs with mm-hmm. these big wheel, sort of flat-bottomed. I don't know, they were more like trucks, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Then it was the same group that worked with us for ages, or seemed to be. But when you're young, it seems ages.
Yes,
it may not have been quite so long.
And you've got good memories of all that time. And you were quite young, obviously.
Yes, I was. Mm. But when I went to this school when I was between 3 and 4, every morning we had to go through, or the whole class did. There was about 25 of us there, and ranging in age from my age to about 8, where they went away to school most of them because they were farmers' children. And we used to say our tables all the way through. And when I went to mainstream school when I was 5, I knew all my tables because we just, every morning we had to go through them. Mm. We're doing it in a sing-song sort of way. Mm. And also the alphabet I knew of because that's just what you did.
I expect you still remember your tables
to
this day.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
it's
wonderful.
Yes, it.
You mentioned earlier about prisoners of war. What was that story?
As I was being walked to school up Wants Road, tractor came down most days with a trailer on the back with lots of men on there who used to wave, and I waved back. When my mother was talking to Dad about this, he really told me off. He was very cross because they were prisoners of war, he said, being picked up from Malden Hall and taken out to the farms, and I was not to do it anymore. And he very rarely got cross or took that manner, but he really meant it. Mm. I even then felt quite sad. I can remember talking to my mum about it, in that those prisoners of war probably had children my age. Mm. But that was life.
That was life. What else do you remember about Malden and Malden High Street as a young girl?
I can remember there were loads of greengrocers, because you noticed greengrocers because they always had such a lovely show of greengrocery. Mm. And it was lovely. And I remember, I don't know what year it was, whether it was 46 or 47, Hatley's, which was where Euronics is now, Hatley's was there, and I can remember they had bananas.
Yeah.
And we'd never seen bananas.
Right.
And people were all standing around looking. Mm. It was quite a spectacle. Mm. But when I was thinking about the high street, I could go through all the shops, Finch's next door and Tunbridge's and Willett's and yeah. Miss Neighbours was next door to our shop.
Mm. I've heard about Tunbridge's.
Have you? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Miss Willett as yeah. well. Have you heard about her? She had a hat shop.
Yes.
And Miss Neighbour next door to us, she that was a hat shop and a general haberdashery, I suppose you'd call it.
So Malden really had everything that you needed.
Everything, yes. Loads of butchers, greengrocers, grocers, because obviously supermarkets hadn't come in then.
Fishmongers.
Fishmongers, yes. Oh, definitely fishmongers. it had, yes, it did have everything. Mm. And even round our little corner with the greengrocers on the corner, Jeffrey's on the corner, the fishmongers, the sweet shop, which was next door to the opticians. And then we had next door to us was Miss Neighbour. Then there was a butcher's. Then there was a newsagent and the cycle shop. So you really, even within our small group, we had a lot of shops.
And were you, as a child, allowed to go up to the high street and in and out of the shops on your own?
Quite a lot, yes. Mm. Yes.
Because it was safe.
And cross the road, which when you, you couldn't now, but I mean, there wasn't many cars about.
Tell me about the shop Leach's.
Leach's was a shop my father bought the lease. He didn't own it, he actually bought the lease of Leach's. And it was a gunsmith's in the high street. How he come to buy it, I have no idea. But he decided that they could sell homewares and that sort of kitchen things. So although he took it over as a gunsmith, it gradually altered and my mum ran it for years.
Where was it?
It was where the Solero is now, isn't it? Because that's where the post office was.
Oh.
It was on the left of that.
Right, okay.
Yes, on the left of that. Mm. Yes, that's right. You went. The steps are still there. There's two steps up into it.
It's a cafe now, isn't it? So did your father, he didn't want to take over then his father's job, business, from the front room?
No, he gradually, over the years, as my grandfather wanted to slow down, my father was running the plumbing by then. The shop, we had someone in to manage the shop, and my mother and a lady called Mrs. Fisher used to run the shop. During
this is Leach's?
No, this is Reeves.
This is Reeves.
Reeves. I'm going back to when the plumbing.
Yes, yes.
And then when my grandfather retired, the plumbing was run completely from Reeves. But by then, we hadn't so many plumbers working for us. Mm. And what was gradually happening, which happened completely at one, they all went self-employed. They gradually went self-employed. Mm. Although he actually got a lot of work and helped them. Mm. And he used to help them with their book, make sure that they were doing it correctly.
So your father was running Leach's,
mm-hmm.
but also started Reeves, where it is now, on
yes.
the corner of
yes.
of Once Road. He was a busy person then, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was very good at delegating. And he expected people to work hard. Also, the Gables, which was a boys' home in the High Street, when the lads left there, and I think they were 14 then, Mr. Reeves, he was, he had to try and find them accommodation and a job because they had to leave the home as they were that age. And my father took on several as plumbers.
Yeah.
We didn't have them live with us, but they did come with us as plumbers.
Yeah.
And Mr. Reeves was always very appreciative of that because it wasn't easy for him to get people to take on. So we always had quite a lot. And during the war, apparently, a lot of the homes, Cadbury's sent great big bars of chocolate. They made them specially for the homes. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Reeves always used to bring us one piece of chocolate brown to say thank you. For, I always remember that.
So you had a Mr. Reeves with an S running the home.
Yes, him and his wife ran it.
And your family, Reeve.
Reeve, just yes. Up the road. Yeah, yes.
So when did your father actually start Reeves, where it is now? The hardware shop.
1946.
46.
Yes.
Okay.
But in actual fact, my son who runs it now, he's saying it's so many years since 1948. Well, he's quite right. Reeve & Son Malden Limited, which is the company now, was formed in 48.
Right.
But in actual fact, we lived there and worked. It was just Reeve & Son then. And I can remember on all the shade cards, because we had shade cards, it was printed Reeve and Son, and one day, just being annoying, I put and daughter on them all. Oh, I did get told off because of that. I could, and it really was my grandfather and my father. It wasn't my father and my brother, and which they explained to me, but I did write that. And apparently I wrote it in lots of places and got told off.
Good for you. Standing up for women's rights. Yes.
That's right. Yeah, and brilliant. Then... yes, then he bought Leach's, and then he bought Hicks in the High Street.
Hicks,
right. Which is where Specsavers is now.
Mm-hmm.
He bought that.
And what was Hicks? What
that, when he bought it, what was it? It was, well, we'd opened it as a china and glass shop. He altered it completely. I don't know what was the, it was seeds. Was it seeds and general? I really don't know. I'm making it up. I just know that he went into china and glass and all that sort of thing. He didn't know anything about it at that time, but I can remember going to Royal Doulton and all these different places. And,
really?
Oh, yeah. And he also bought the piece of ground, well, I think there were sheds originally behind, where my brother had a house built. And my sister-in-law, because my brother died years ago, my sister-in-law still lives in that house.
Really?
Yes.
And that's behind...
behind it, yes. And it's next to the car park, in actual fact. Gosh. It backs onto there. Yeah.
Goodness me.
And it's next to the church, of course, the back of the church.
Mm.
It's there. Yeah. So, yes, that's... and I can't remember
so the... So he had, at the same time, he had Hicks, Leach's and Reeves.
And the plumbing.
And the plumbing business.
Yeah. But he... he was very good in appointing manager. I mean, he didn't do it all. But having said that, he didn't do it all. But every evening he worked. Mm. I mean, I can remember he was doing bookwork and that sort of thing. And I don't know what he was doing, but he was busy all the time, you know.
And did you get involved in any of the businesses at all?
I did. At one point I was doing the secretarial side. And then until I got married. And then I moved away. And my brother took over the plumbing side, but my brother had MS, which he had when he was 23. So that's really when the actual plumbers and all that really finished. Mm. And we did just had the stores, which is now behind and still behind Reeves. Mm.
And was Reeves selling more or less what it sells now? Do you remember that?
Yes, so we did more fireplace things at one time, a lot of fireplace things, because we had the room upstairs, which is now flats, which was all fireside companion sets and all that,
right.
And actual boilers and fireplaces we sold.
So upstairs was another showroom?
Yes, and offices. Okay. And
yes.
Well, just loads of room. And store. And years ago, you had to... when you bought things, you had to buy an enormous amount. I can remember you didn't have deliveries every week or anything like that. Mm. When you ordered something, we knew wallpaper was coming and there'd be thousands of rolls that would come. And if you ordered the paint when it did come, there'd be loads of it. So we had a lot of storeroom and a lot of stuff, which, of course, now people don't have to do they?
That's right.
And
a lot of staff as well, presumably, to run the big premises.
Yes, yes. Mm. But we had ladies and, all sorts of, different people.
You didn't ever work in the shop yourself?
I did it at Hicks a bit, I did. I helped out, yes, I helped out. I wasn't ever, I only did it on sort of Saturdays when they were busy, or times when I knew someone was on holiday, or that sort of thing, you know.
Hicks sounds an interesting shop.
It was, but now it's very dated, because at that time people were collecting dinner services, Ladro, people would pay the earth for Ladro, David Winter cottages, and all those sorts of things, country artist things. And people would have something put by and come in and pay you sort of so many pounds a week, when you think of it, and Roald Dalton figures. And they were nearly £100 then. So,
and what sort of era are we talking about? How old would you have been?
How old would I have been?
Still at school?
No. I'd left school. No, I'm talking about... I was working in Hicks in about 1975. And we sold a lot of china, glass, ornaments. And we also had a kitchen department. We sold a lot of a crusade and all that sort of thing.
All very good quality.
Yes.
Fairly expensive.
Yes, it was. Yes. And we just had so much stock. Because Roald Dalton, you couldn't just order a tea service. You had to have, I can remember, 144... plates and 144 this and that, which when you did it with a whole lot, there was a lot of money involved and a lot of stock involved.
Big outlay.
Yes, and the glass was the same. You know, you couldn't just have a few glasses. You had to have an enormous amount of glasses. And of course, people were using sherry glasses a lot then, and the little tiny liqueur glasses, which people don't use much now at all.
True. I expect some people came in and just gazed at it all in wonder, probably.
And a lot of people would, perhaps with the glasses, would buy one and have five put by and have them gradually.
Really?
And a lot of wedding lists we did. Yes, as you say, a lot of wedding lists. We had no really competition for that, you see, because that we were really the only shop in Malden that did that sort of thing. So, yes.
So of the two businesses, Leech's and Hicks, which your father was running, as well as Reeves, which one sort of finished?
Leech's finished first because the lease ran out and the post office wanted it. They already owned it by then, and they wanted it because they were going to make the post office that was there a lot bigger. So we came out of there and the gun licence went.
Was your father... dealing in guns at all? I know you took it over as a gun shop.
Yes, but... they were guns sold there. It was mainly for farmers and things, people like that. But it was all behind an enormous cabinet, which was locked and everything. I really don't know much about that at all. It was something that we never spoke about.
So Leech's had to finish because of the lease.
Yes.
And what about Hicks? So Hicks closed in the...
late 1990s.
Okay.
And Specsavers took it over.
Right.
And they're there now. And Hicks itself moved down into part of Reeves' shop. And that was running for several years. But then the trade for that sort of thing was waning anyway. So rather than wait till you lose...
Let's come back to Reeves itself.
Yes.
Everybody knows Reeves.
Yes, yeah.
Is it still run by the family?
Yes, my son.
Your son runs
James
it?
James runs it.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It's not as big as it was in that the restaurant took it over, that part. So they, and we own all that. So, and we made the top, to make the whole thing more...
viable.
Economical. Yes, viable. We made the top into flats and the back into flats, which has proved very, it's good for everybody. It's meant we have the money to carry on and make everything work.
It must be one of the most well-known shops in the whole high street.
Yes.
If you can't find anything anywhere else, go to Reeves, they'll probably have it.
Yes, I think... They struggle now. It's the paint that really keeps them going.
The paint.
Because people don't want to go to a supermarket so much. Or a lot of people don't know what they want anyway. So they have to tell them what they want, really. Mm. So that is one thing. But he sells quite a lot of this expensive paint, and the customers that come in don't query the price, he said, of the expensive. The dearer it is, the less they query the price, which, and Farrell and Ball, which is the one he does now, is really sort of, it's proved very, But the thing is, tools and things like that, which is used to sell a lot of, so many of the big stores do them now.
Yeah.
And what he has found annoying is people buy them online, and then if they're not right or they can't use them, they come in and ask how you use them, or can you put it right? Mm-hmm. And that does make them a bit cross. And he won't change things. If people send away for things and they bring them in and say, he won't take them. He says, no, you send it back.
Absolutely.
You know.
Because there's huge competition from places like Wix, B&Q, etc.
Oh, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And there isn't much parking. There's a bit of parking at the shop, but not a lot of parking.
Yeah.
And to a certain extent, a lot of the stuff is quite heavy. They do deliver. He does deliver quite a lot. And my grandson works in there now as well. Yes, George is in there. I don't know whether he's going to do it full time.
Hopefully, carry on down the generation.
I don't know whether George will or not. He's quite happy in there, but he's one of these lads that, it's a job. I've got the money, okay. And he's I don't know whether he will or not. But at the moment, he's fine in there.
And you get a lot of, I think, personal attention from the staff there.
Do you? Yes. Yeah, well, I hope you do.
As a customer going in
good,
there.
Good, yes. Good. Yeah. Well, Tim has been with us for ages, who works in there now. Mm. And it's quite nice that, obviously, over the years, we've had a lot of staff at the different shops, and they're still so, kind and polite and
loyal and
interested in what you're doing. If they see me, they really go out of their way, which I think it's very kind of them to do that,
So, Joyce, is the shop Reeves, is it the same company that runs the little plumbing business behind it?
Not exactly, no. It's all family. Reeve & Son Malden Limited is the front shop, which my son runs and which my grandson's now in as well. The plumbing stores at the back belongs to my sister-in-law, and that's R.C. Reeve.
Right.
And that is run as a completely separate company.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying.
That's okay. I remember when Tesco's opened their first store in Malden High Street, which was their first ever store. My father went up to see the opening, and he came back and we all said, oh, how do you get on? And what? He said, well, that'll never take on. You have to pick up your own basket. You go around and you help yourself. Nobody there to serve you. And you just go to the till at the end and pay for your goods. And then you have to pack them up yourself and bring them home. How wrong he was.
Joyce, do you remember, I'm sure you do, any of the other older shops in Malden?
Yes.
That perhaps aren't there now?
Yes, I remember lots of them. There was Collins, who was a grocer's at the top of the town.
Mm, mm.
Lots of grocers, mainly because grocers were within the towns then. You didn't have the out-of-town ones. There were a lot of chemists, Wallace's, Ife's, Co-op, and a lot of greengrocers all the way down the town. Bees, Jeffreys, Trenfields, there was Hatley's, and I could just remember the greengrocers looking so attractive with how they always had all the fruit and vegetables out. Lots of butchers, two fish shops, were there? Two fish shops in the town. Not so many cafes and that we have now, but then people didn't go out as much to eat and drink.
What about clothing shops?
There were various clothing shops. Mainly, they were all run by individual people. Mrs. Tunbridge had a ladies' fashion shop and hat shop, and her husband had a men's shop. There was another men's shop, Turner's.
Were the Tunbridges opposite each other?
Yes.
Husband and wife having opposite shops.
Shops, yes. opposite sides of the road.
Yeah.
Grace Hunt's was another ladies' shop. Lovely. That was a very upmarket shop, and then Bobby's, they had a shop down in King George's Buildings. My mum used to go to to Bobby's.
Yeah.
That was next door to the school down there. Where was it? She had the school. Miss Willett's, Miss Neighbours, lots of little, they were small as well, fashion shops. If they had anything, I gather from my mother used to say, in one size, you were lucky if they had the one thing in your size. So, and hat shops, or they all sold a lot of hats because people wore hats then.
Did your mother ever go shopping in Chelmsford or Colchester even? Or was there everything that she needed in Maldon?
Occasionally we went to, that was sort of a real outing to go to Chelmsford or Colchester. But we did about, twice, three times a year we could do one of those. And occasionally we'd go to London, in that we could walk down to Maldon East station, and we went to London. And my dad used to give us a fiver, one of the big white £5 notes, and we could have a day, that was our day in London. And it was lovely. We had the fare up to London, had something to eat and all that, and a taxi across, you know, from Liverpool Street across, I can remember. yes, with this great big £5 note that they used to have. That's very different.
So, Joyce, you still live in Maldon, don't you? Having moved away, you've come back.
I have, yes, I do. I love it.
You still love Maldon as much as
ever? Yes, yes. Moved back into Watts Road at one point in Alcove Cottage, and then we moved to my father's bungalow in Tenfield Road, and then 8 years ago we moved to Newnham Green, which is where we are now. Very happy. It's just lovely talking about Maldon. The only thing that I get disappointed about is people that move into Maldon. Some of them don't know Beeley or any of these places. They don't know what on earth you're talking about. But yes, I'm very happy here.
Good. Well, thank you very much for all your memories. Absolutely fabulous.